Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Palestinians and Israelis can finally dare hope that their long nightmare is coming to an end.
The hostages are expected to be released on Monday. President Trump also convening a cabinet meeting at the White House today. National Guard troops have been deployed in the Chicago area. They are on a mission to protect federal facilities, the president says, including the ICE detention center in the suburb of Broadview, where protests have been taking place for weeks. Government shutdown now entering day number 9. This is ABC News. An arrest in connection with the Palisades fire in Southern California that killed a dozen people and burned thousands of homes earlier this year. ABC's Matt Gutman says 29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht was picked up in Florida.
Authorities say Rindernecht was in Pacific Palisades on New Year's Eve working as an Uber driver when he allegedly started this fire called the Lockman Fire just after midnight on January 1st. He allegedly called 911 to report it and then came back to watch the firefight. Rindernecht arrested near his current home in Melbourne, Florida. Investigators say the evidence points to a suspect obsessed with fire.
The Princess of Wales has written an essay on the Royal Foundation Center for Early Childhood website. Her suggestion to parents, please put down the phone. She warns technology had promised to connect all of us, but instead is hurting family relationships. In Kate's words, look at the people you care about in the eye and be fully there, because that is where love begins. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center and Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday, starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish, dine in, or take it to go. Open every day at 11 a.m., the Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Lots of sunshine today, a high of 65. Tonight, clouds roll in with a 50% chance of scattered showers late and a low of 47. Friday, isolated showers around daybreak. Otherwise, breaks of sunshine, breezy and warmer, a high of 71. Saturday, a nice fall day with partly cloudy skies and 67. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Whether it's your main hustle or your side gig, if you've got a business, you need the right coverage. Don't let one slip turn into a costly trip. Protect it with business insurance from Julie Karen State Farm. We offer a wide variety of policies that are thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. From shops to farms, contractors to creators, we've got you covered. Call Julie Karen State Farm today or start a quote anytime at juliekarens.com. Business insurance made simple, local, and dependable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On the first part of our morning show today, Rose Welsh is here, Elder Benefit Specialist for Richland County, and it's a very timely visit. You come every year, Rose.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, we have open enrollment is coming up just starting next Wednesday, October 15th, so people will have a chance to start reviewing their insurance plans. They should have already been receiving letters from their insurance companies. It's called the Annual Notice of Change. Those letters should be reaching our customers soon if they haven't gotten them already. And those would tell people what changes they can expect.
And with the current policy, does that go until the end of the year then, Rose?
So people who, their plan is still going to be around for next year. Their plans will continue till December 31st. And then whatever they pick will be what they pick up for January of 2026. So...
You come in this morning with, we'll start off with some not such good news and maybe end with a positive note, but it sounds like some of the companies are kind of cutting down a little bit in who they cover, aren't they?
They are. So a lot of our customers got letters over the weekend. The big one that we're hearing about is Quartz. Quartz is leaving 37 counties in Wisconsin this year. So they are really reducing their coverage area to like Dane and La Crosse, but there are a lot of counties that a lot of NP people are going to be impacted by that change, but we're also seeing some other companies reduce the amount of plans they have, like United Healthcare, Aetna, iCare is dropping most of their plans, Care Wisconsin is dropping their plans, and then there's some Aetna ones that are also going to be canceling by the end of the year.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, I don't know if the companies just have too many plans. Maybe they're trying to consolidate because there were a lot of options out there. And then maybe some of the plans they were just finding weren't profitable, or it could be that Medicare maybe even told them that the policies weren't meeting clients' needs, because there's a certain standard Medicare expects from these companies. And if they don't follow the rules and regulations, Medicare can actually tell them that those policies need to be terminated. So we could be seeing that for some of the plans as well.
And if somebody got the letter, it's sometimes overwhelming to see, oh, yeah, what do I do next?
Yeah,
what's the next step?
We're seeing people get really nervous about it. And I just want to reassure people, when your plan ends like that, you get an extended period of time. The normal open enrollment period is from October 15th to December 7th. But if your plan is completely ending and is leaving, you have until February to make that decision. So you have time to research and look what other plans are out there. And don't feel like you're rushed, because your plan is covering you through the end of this year. So you have some time to research what's out there. And there are still lots of plans. We've got Humana. United Healthcare still has some plans that are going to be offered. Security Health has plans. We have GHC, and Anthem Blue Cross is offering some plans. So there's a lot of resources available to them. The ADRC is one, but we have 1-800-MEDICARE, Medigap Helpline. You can go online if you don't want to talk to a person. Medicare.gov is a wonderful website that you can go and you can stick in your prescriptions and find out what plans might work for you. We are lucky to live in the area we live in. We have really knowledgeable pharmacists, and believe it or not, they help people with their prescription plans as well. And then, of course, the local insurance agents are out there and are a wonderful resource as well. So don't feel like you're stuck with just one place to go. There's a lot of options out there that you can get help figuring out what your next steps are.
Can you go over some of the changes for Medicare coming up?
Yeah. So in the Part D specifically, we do have one little piece of good news. The average premiums are dropping from 2025.
You don't hear that every day, do you?
Right. I know. I was actually pretty surprised myself, because most of the other numbers are going up. But the average premium was $48.37 last year, and now it's going to be $30.75. But the deductible, unfortunately, is going up. It was $590 last year, and now the deductible is going to be $615. And then the max out-of-pocket also saw a slight increase as well, and it was $2,000 last year, and this year's $2,100. And again, that's just a max out-of-pocket. There's a lot of people out there who might not even reach that. But if you're one of those person that has expensive drugs, that's the most you're going to see spending in 2026 is $2,100.
And sometimes it doesn't take long to get to that limit, does it?
No. And people who are looking at really expensive medications, there is something called a payment plan out there with Medicare that can help spread out the cost. It doesn't reduce the overall cost, but like if you're looking at that $615 deductible, which it's all out of your pocket, right? 100% your cost. If that just seems overwhelming to you, there is a payment plan that can spread out the cost throughout the year. So that kind of help, you know, your budget and help you pay for your medications that you need.
Are you planning some face-to-face meetings then? I'm guessing that really kicks into gear now, doesn't it?
We do. Yeah. I have a class called Welcome to Medicare that I try to do every month. It's the second Monday of every month. So there is one coming up on Monday. We have at least a half a dozen people signed up for it. But if you're interested in that refresher between Advantage plans and supplements, that class is available. There's also one on December 8th. You do need to call ahead of time because we need to know that you're coming. We have materials we prepare to hand out to you. So we really need to be contacted if you're wanting to attend one of these. But people have options. You know, if your plan is ending, there is choices between those Advantage plans maybe you were in or getting into a supplement. And knowing that difference can be confusing, but that class that I have goes through it in detail, and it's a really good opportunity to learn more about your insurance that you have.
If you've taken a class in the past, I'm guessing it's good to have that refresher.
Yes. Yeah, because things do change with Medicare. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay the same year to year. And it seems like every year around this time, we're getting notices that something is getting mixed up and changing on us.
How does it work then? When can you start drawing Medicare? Is that...
So when you turn 65, you can start drawing Medicare Part A, which is your inpatient hospital care. And people who have worked, you know, like around 10 years, that is a free insurance to you. And it can work in conjunction with your employer health coverage. So there's no reason not to sign up for A when you turn 65. It's not a have to. The have to comes when you decide to retire and you're going to lose your insurance. Then you have to sign up for Medicare, and you have like 6 months after the end of your employer health insurance to get enrolled into Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's if you're thinking about retirement, it's a good idea to start planning, maybe look into these classes, attend one, you know, start asking the questions and doing the research to figure out what you need to do.
What works for one doesn't always work for the other, though, right? Everybody's different.
Oh, that is so true of the prescription plans that we're looking at the open enrollment for. You could talk to your neighbors, you could talk to friends, but the plan that they're in might not be the best plan for you. It really is all dependent on which medications you're taking. And also, like, if you have a certain pharmacy you want to go to, because believe it or not, you plug in those prescriptions and the same medicine will cost different from pharmacy to pharmacy. So it's important to compare pharmacies, and it's important to look at your prescriptions to see what those costs for you individually would be. You really can't talk to a friend and what works for them is not going to be necessarily the best for you.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it wouldn't be the same cost at every
pharmacy.
Yeah,
it shocks me every time, but I always encourage people, even if you have somebody you're really, you know, loyal or partial to, just for your own benefit, it doesn't hurt to do the comparison. At the end of the day, it doesn't mean you're stuck with one person over the other. It just gives you that information about what your costs are going to be where. So it's just always in your best interest to do some comparison.
And the open enrollment coming up here, and again, you've got plenty of ample time to you know, have a meeting and find out more information.
Yep. So this enrollment, just a reminder, is for people with Medicare Part D plans, also Medicare Advantage plans with prescriptions. This is not the time to change if you're looking at just Medicare Advantage. There is a separate enrollment period for that. So if you're in a standalone Medicare Advantage plan, that enrollment for you to change will come in January. So there's two different ones, and it always kind of throws people off. But this one right now is focusing on plans that are prescription plans or include a prescription plan.
You have to probably go to classes yourself, don't you? Because, I mean, it changes so rapidly.
It does. And, you know, a lot of people are very surprised to find out that I don't know things before they know things. Our classes and our training for this just started this week on Monday. We just got classes, and on Tuesday, I just got the list of Advantage plans that are staying in our area. So I really am just getting this information right before enrollment starts. The companies have to notify their clients first. So you as a client might come in and be surprised that I won't know what you know because you're getting that notice before I am.
Hmm. So for somebody like me that's not real computer savvy, it can be a little daunting. Do you have people that can help someone out?
Yeah, definitely. So all of those resources, if you're comfortable with the call, you know, you can call the 1-800-MEDICARE, the Medigap helpline, prescription drug helpline, or you can go in person to your insurance agents or talk with your pharmacist. And then, of course, we are a resource as well. So what I do during open enrollment is, if you're interested in me helping you compare plans, is you call in, you say, hey, I want help comparing my plans. We write down your name. I have a form, a screening form that you fill out, give to me, and then I will run your plan finders. And then you get to choose which way you want it back, email, mail, or you could come pick it up. And then if you need that help enrollment, you mark that on that sheet, and I will reach out to you to assist you in enrollment. Now, I'm only one person, so there's thousands of people in our county. I'm not going to be able to do everybody, but as many as I can, I do try to help every open enrollment. But there are multiple ways to get enrolled and find out what plans you need.
And you have a very capable staff, too.
We
you?
Do, yes. We have three INA specialists, information assistant specialists, that work at the ADRC. They are the ones who are kind of on the, I like to say, the front lines, because they talk to everybody who walks in or who calls in who's new to our agency. So everybody touches base with one of them first. And then they kind of figure out what people are needing, and they kind of help direct them where they need to go. So not everybody who's coming in maybe needs to see me, but they might need another resource. And those specialists are just, they're excellent at knowing what those are and helping people get where they need to go. But if you are coming to the ADRC for the first time, you will be meeting our wonderful receptionist. And then she'll help get you hooked up with whoever the specialist of the day is. And then they will help assist you with getting to where you need to go.
We talk about ADRC of Eagle Country, and you kind of informed me before we started that there's someone like you in every single county, so you don't cover three or four counties.
So people get really confused by that, because what is Eagle Country? Well, it is actually a group of counties together. So Eagle Country includes Richland, Juneau, and Crawford. So if you're listening to me from the southern part of the county in Muscadet area, you would probably go see Ashley down in Crawford County. And then if you're up in the north in the Juneau County, you'd go to Amy, who's in Juneau County ADRC. And then every county, wherever you are in the state, has an elder benefit specialist, and they're all gearing up right now. They're all learning and at these classes that I'm at this week and trying their best to do what they can to help everybody sort through this confusion that is open enrollment and help you find what plans and next steps you need to take.
Do all the specialists go out for coffee once in a while and compare notes?
We do have meetings from time to time throughout the year. In fact, we just had a regional meeting with the Eagle Country just, I want to say, 2 weeks ago, where we did some team building activities and got to work with each other. That was kind of a fun day with lots of learning.
So this is the real stretch drive for a year. What goes on the rest of the year, though? Is it a little bit more relaxed, or is there always something, never a dull moment?
There's always something. So besides, helping people transition from the workforce into retirement and getting signed up for those Medicare benefits, I do help people with disability claims that are above 60. So anybody who's finding themselves, with a diagnosis, newly diagnosed, or maybe you've been struggling for years and it's just now making it so you can't work. That is something that I help with as well. Insurance is a crazy thing that's always changing. And so, there could be changes throughout the year. Plans that set what their coverage is today can change throughout the year. We saw it last year with SOC. They had issues with one of their insurance companies dropping out from their local hospital. So then they had to scramble and get people re-enrolled into new programs. So things like that happen. Or maybe you just moved to the area, and then we help get you signed up for benefits that are specific to our county. So there's always something happening for sure, and people are retiring all throughout the year, so they are always coming to us to say, oh my goodness, what do I do next? Because Medicare is a unique thing, and it's very complex, and some days it just makes your head spin.
Now, you bring up an interesting point, because we've heard that where certain hospitals maybe don't accept an insurance, and that, yes, maybe that happens in mid-year, and you don't want to have to drive to, maybe an hour for a hospital that does,
right,
accept that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very important when you're looking at these plans that you're making sure that your providers you are already seeing or wanting to continue to see are going to be in your network if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan. That's actually one of the biggest difference between a supplement and an Advantage plan is Advantage plans have networks. Supplements do not. So if you're really fond of Gunderson, that's the one that comes to mind, because Quartz is about the only Advantage plan that's contracted with Gunderson, and Quartz just left our area. So what is everybody who's a Gunderson patient going to do? Well, unfortunately, your options are going to be limited, right? But there are supplements out there that can help cover you, and those don't have networks. So anywhere that a hospital that accepts Medicare will accept you. So that might be an option that you want to look into, but it is very important to keep that in mind that Advantage plans have networks, and you need to make sure you do your homework, contact the plan you're looking at, and make sure your doctor and hospital are people you can continue to see.
Social Security sign up too. That's somewhat overwhelming sometimes for people. What's a tip if somebody's kind of contemplating needing to draw or wanting to draw?
So there are a few resources available for that too. Social Security is still doing phone applications, but I will warn you that you really need to plan in advance for that, because they usually are about 6 weeks out for their phone appointments. So if you want to do it that way, just make sure you're planning ahead for your retirement. I can help do third-party online applications. I have done that with people before. It's not a really difficult process. It's on the computer, and a lot of people are just not quite, confident with that computer set. So if that's you, I am a local resource that can help walk you through that if you don't want to set up that phone appointment. But people who are more computer savvy can do it right off the Social Security website. And they encourage people to create a Social Security account, because if you do that, you have a lot more access to your information and a lot more ability to change your Social Security security resources.
Mm-hmm. So that time is coming for some of us, but I think sometimes just to check in and see, advance, maybe when you want to draw and those kind of
exactly.
things.
Exactly. So. Keeping an eye on what your benefit amount is and kind of planning ahead is always a good idea.
Great. Some other things you wanted to talk about today, Rose?
Well, just make sure you're watching your mail. I know it's overwhelming right now because there's a lot of letters coming at you from lots of companies. They're, of course, they're wanting to kind of snag you from a different company. But ones in particular from your insurance company, you need to be opening and reading right now because you need to find out, is your plan going to stay the same? This is not the time to be complacent and just say, whatever I had, I'm going to keep for next year. Because if you're not watching that mail, one of your plan could be one of those ones ending. Hmm. And you don't want to be caught off guard and all of a sudden be scrambling to figure out what you should do next. So really be reading your notices from your insurance company right now. And then, if you haven't changed plans in a long time, it's really a good idea to be checking and getting those plan comparisons from people to find out what the best plan is for you. Some people just stay with it for the sake of ease, but it might not be your most cost efficient or best coverage plan because these do change every year. So it's a good idea to look at it, especially if you've had the same plan for a while. So yeah, just be very vigilant right now. Remember that December 7th is the deadline. I personally set a deadline for myself. I stopped taking enrollments applications on November 24th because I need time to process it before that deadline hits. So if you're hoping for me to help you, just keep in mind that around Thanksgiving is kind of, I draw the line and I have to, unfortunately, after that point, send people to these other resources because I need to help. It's kind of a first come, first serve basis as far as my help comes. And I do want to help people. I just am only one person. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trying to get those in the deadline. And how many approximately do you do a day then, Rose?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. It varies out depending on the day and how many clients I have coming in. But over the course of the season, I mean, over 100 easily, sometimes close to 200. I know my previous benefit specialist had hundreds that she would process. Last year, I think I had around 130 that I did in that time frame. And it sounds like a long time, but it really doesn't feel very long at all. October 15th to December 7th goes quick. But again, if your plan is ending, you do get that extra time. So it's really helpful for those people who are feeling at a loss because I know hearing that your plan ends is scary, but it's not the end of everything. There are other options that will be out there for you, and we will help you get through that.
Like you said, it's easy to let it slide thinking, I don't want to deal with it and let it go, but it could be costing you some extra dough.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. And unfortunately, if you let it slide and when your plan is one of the ones that ends, there are enrollment penalties when you do decide you need prescription help that Medicare will impose on you. And it doesn't sound like a lot. It's like 40 cents a month. But if you let a whole year go by, it adds up, and then it's a permanent penalty. It will stay on your account for the rest of your life. That's one that does not fall off. So you really do want to pay attention to these things. You don't want it to let it slide. And same with if you're approaching 65 or you're losing your employer coverage, there are penalties if you don't sign up within that window. And they can be permanent. So you just want to make sure you're taking action and not sitting around and just waiting for something to come to you. This is something that you really need to take action on yourself.
Can you be denied coverage if you let it slide and things?
That's not. We don't see a lot of that happening. If you may have to wait for an enrollment period if you let it slide and you're not in a period of time where they'll let you enroll, which means the longer you wait, the more you accrue that late enrollment penalty, of course. The biggest area we might see a denial is in supplements. If that's something you're interested in and you missed your guaranteed issue window, the companies do have a right to deny you coverage. They can assess your age. They can assess your medical history. And if they don't feel that they want to insure you, they do have that right if you miss your guaranteed issue window. So if you're in one of those plans that's ending right now, you have a guaranteed issue window. And so you should take advantage of that and start looking at plans and not miss out on that.
Mm-hmm. Dealing with insurance companies too, sometimes, you know, getting to the right person and, you know, finding somebody you can talk to, that's a challenge too.
It can be a challenge. We do have a resource at the ADRC that lists all of the local insurance agents. I encourage people to work local. These ones that are on television or that are calling you constantly, they're not necessarily from our state. So they are not going to know what the networks are here. They're not going to be familiar with the hospitals, but our local insurance agents live here. They work here. They know the hospitals and clinics. They're experts on their insurance policies, and they're going to know where you can go with their policies. So I really encourage you to work with people locally who are experts on what our hospitals are and what insurance companies they're contracted with. And we do have that guide available for free in the office that lists all of our agents. I've been working with them over the last week and a half to try to figure out which policies they're carrying. We try to keep that updated for everybody so that they can kind of look ahead of time and then decide who they want to go see.
Yeah, that's a good tip because sometimes the glitz and glamour of that TV ad can maybe draw somebody
in. Well, and when you're getting called, like, I don't even know. I feel like my clients are telling me they're getting calls every hour or more sometimes around this time. It gets very frustrating, right? But you don't want to get pulled into something by somebody who doesn't necessarily know anything about our area.
Right. Good point. Rose, thanks for coming in. It's always good information.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
And get some rest because it's going to be another busy season.
I will try my best.
Appreciate what you do. That's Rose Welsh, Elder Benefit Specialist for Richland County here on this portion of the morning show.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscatine. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Pratt County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Pratt County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Pratt County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Pratt County Building Supply.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Billable hours. Sure seems like with billable hours, everything takes too long, costs too much, and no one has any idea what it's going to cost. That's why we charge simple, flat fee rates for our estate planning, real estate, and probate services. After we meet and talk, you'll get a flat fee price for the services you choose. I hate billable hours, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Illicit fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that our nation has ever experienced, and it's found in counterfeit pills and most street drugs. It has killed hundreds of thousands, many of them not even knowing they were getting the drug. I'm Robert De Niro. One of those tragic deaths was my beautiful grandson, Leo. He was just 19 years old. Such a nice young man. Kind, smart, funny, friendly, loving. You know what? Fentanyl doesn't care. But you do. And that's why I'm asking you to join me and my family in our fight against the poisoning of a nation. The Leandro De Niro Rodriguez Foundation will raise the awareness of the mortal danger of fentanyl, campaign for government and public support, and reach out to other families devastated by this epidemic. Find us online at ladrfoundation.org. That's ladrfoundation.org. It's too late for Leo, but together we might save someone you love. Thank you.
In the studio with us today to talk about a chili benefit supper that's coming up in 1 week, Tom and Laura Gazinski with Celebrate Recovery and now Celebration Place for Kids here in Richland Center. Good morning to the both of you. Good to see you again.
Good morning.
You had this a year ago, this chili feed, but Laura, this one this year is a little bit different, a little bit more special, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we're really excited because we're the only recovery program or, you know, peer support program where there is actually a curriculum for the children, a fun curriculum for the children, where their parents are learning about forgiveness, they're learning about it, but their object lessons are a whole lot different, you know, because it engages the kids. And so the parents and children can talk about it, and parents who couldn't go to get support, whether it's for their grief, their addictions, no matter divorce, whatever their struggles are, you know, they couldn't go because they had kids. And now we've got great programming for their children.
Tell us about the chili supper, what that's all about.
All right. So we've got at least four different kinds of chilies. And for those who don't like beans or chili, we've got chicken soup.
Ah.
And so, you know, chili and all the fixings and desserts. And that's going to be next Thursday from 6 to 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center across from Family Dollar. And bring your kids if you want to let us know ahead of time. I'll give you Tom's phone number a couple of times. It's also, there's an article in the newspaper. There's ads in the newspaper with that phone numbers, which might be easier, but it's 608-604-4510. But yeah, bring your kids because we've got programming for them now.
Let's talk about that a little bit, Tom, with kids. A lot of times the kids are probably going through some areas of struggle, you know, maybe blaming themselves and things like that. Could you talk about that?
Certainly can. We all have issues that we deal with. And what people don't realize is that while I could be going through something with, one of my issues is alcohol. And while I could be going through that, my kids are also suffering because they're seeing the effects that I'm having on the family. And so the kids and the spouse also need help, need support to be able to deal with the issues that I'm causing in the family. So sober recovery is a place for everyone. The kids, like say Laura was talking in the kids program portion, will be able to deal with those type of issues. The spouses can come into the adult portion and help deal with the issues that they're experiencing with my issues.
34th anniversary. How long have you been involved, Tom?
We've been involved since 2019 here in Richland Center. We started through Grace Church, Grace Community Church.
In June of 2019.
Yeah.
So made it through COVID.
That was a struggle for every organization.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. So here you are. And, you know, and it certainly, I'm guessing you've seen the benefits of what your program can do right in the area, right?
We definitely have. And, you know, it's really exciting now that the Celebrate Recovery has this celebration place for kids because, like Laura was saying, they can get this exact programming, age-specific, that they can start building their resiliency. They can build their coping mechanisms that otherwise they might not have developed to begin with.
And then you meet pretty much every Thursday night, don't you?
Yes, we do. Every Thursday night at the Nazarene Outreach Center, which is behind the Nazarene Church, and across the street from Family Dollar.
If somebody's listening and wants to know more about it, Tom, you've been through it. I mean, you can probably tell somebody your story then, right?
Oh, I definitely can. There's been a lot of things over my 72 years that I've been involved with, been not so good things I've done, good things I've done. And that's the nice thing about Celebrate Recovery is that we celebrate not only what people's recovery, journey in recovery is, but also the good things they've done in their lives, because I can always dwell on my alcohol and say, I'm no good because I'm an alcoholic. However, I've done all this other wonderful stuff, and Celebrate Recovery helps me to work through those things so I understand that I am a worthwhile person in Jesus Christ.
It's easy to be kind of an Eeyore, I'll say, you know, like Winnie the Pooh, like, you know, woe is me, right?
Right, exactly. And when I do that, I'm dwelling on myself and my issues. I need to dwell on my issues, but I'm dwelling on myself versus trying to turn it over to God, which is where, you know, God wants to take away these issues that I'm dealing with so I can better serve Him, better be His minister here on earth. And it's, my issues I've dealt with have equipped me to come alongside of other people who are also dealing with those same type of issues, just as Laura's issues help her with the women that she's dealing with those type of issues.
Mm-hmm. Right. And maybe you could talk on that, Laura, a little bit.
Yeah, and only 30% of people worldwide in Celebrate Recovery struggle with drugs and alcohol. Everybody, 100% of us, struggle with other things. You know, what's the underlying issues? You know, so, you know, maybe it was, you know, we were, you know, had trauma in our childhood. Maybe we were raised where, you know, fear, shame, and guilt were the weapons that our parents used against us. Or, you know, it's amazing. Being bullied in one grade in school is enough to make somebody feel worthless. And so, you know, it's not like everybody is struggling with drugs and alcohol, because the majority of us aren't, you know, but we are all struggling with something. You know, loss, like I said, trauma, trust issues, or, you know, we can get as a country, especially since COVID, you know, there's been so many mental health, so much anxiety, so much depression, and in the kids. It's not just adults who are struggling in these areas. And to realize that, you know, someone would go, well, how can you deal with so many things at the same time? And it's because our answer is found, Celebrate Recovery is based on the Beatitudes in Matthew. And so our answer, no matter what our issues, is that Jesus is able to heal us and free us. And we can come together in solidarity to support and encourage one another, no matter what our issues are. And that's the real freedom in Celebrate Recovery. So my issues are different than Tom's issues, and different than another woman's issues. But we can come together and encourage and support one another. Mm-hmm. And we need a safe place to be able to do that.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think when people hear Celebrate Recovery, they probably instantly think of drugs or alcohol, and it sounds like it's a big umbrella, really.
Yes, yeah, that's absolutely right. And like I said, so even the people who do struggle with drugs and alcohol, I will use Tom because he will say this.
You have my permission.
Is that, yes. Well, truly, you know, is because underneath his alcoholism is...
The issues I grew up with, which were a lot of childhood trauma, and this isn't a big T-tape of trauma. All trauma is obviously trauma. But when I didn't have support from my parents growing up, when I didn't have support from my teachers, when the bullies around me, because I was a short, fat kid in my class, always tormented me for my entire grade school time and part of my high school time, didn't have that support, I had to deal with myself. I didn't have any mentors to go to, didn't have any parental figures I could get support from. And so I had to deal with this myself, and I made bad choices because of that. I also made good choices, but the mm-hmm. bad choices are, you know, that was trauma to me because I didn't have someone supporting me growing up.
Right.
And as a spouse of someone, too, I mean, this would incorporate somebody that's maybe going through it in their family, too, wouldn't it? Celebrate Recovery?
Right, right. Exactly. Because when anybody struggles, you know, we are not islands. And so if I'm struggling with something... So is my family, because if my issue is depression, so one of my issues, I have chronic health, physical health issues, especially since COVID, and chronic mental health issues. And before those mental health issues were addressed, it had a huge impact on my family. And even now with my chronic health issues, it impacts Tom, because there's just a whole lot of things we can't do. And by being able to come together in a safe community, when we share, we break off into male and female groups. So I can share within my group of women what's going on, what my struggles are. And they're just there to support me and care about me. And, you know, that's missing in our society. And, you know, when you think of addictions, you know, it was bad before COVID, but since COVID, all of the online addictions, all the people who have escaped into whether it's streaming or gaming or whatever it is that's isolating them from their families, mm-hmm. and you know, just not feeling safe somehow mm-hmm. anymore. And that's why, you know, we are a community that, you know, we are anonymous and we are confidential, so that it is safe for people. They can come, and there's not going to be any judgment. I mean, who am I to judge anybody? Right? I mean, it's like, okay, I'll just pull out some more dirty laundry and you'll know that I'm safe. You know, but truly, it's a safe, non-judgmental community, and that's so important. And the only way we can do that is because our focus and everything is from Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we don't get a judge. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's important that you brought up, you know, we're all works in progress every
yes.
single day.
Yes.
And so you don't come off as being, well, I'm cured. I'm way above you, right?
No, not even kind of, you know.
Yeah.
We are part of the peer support group. Yeah.
Right.
We haven't arrived anywhere.
So next week, you'll have some guest speakers. Tom, could you talk on that?
Yes. One of our guest speakers coming in next week is a lady by the name of Loretta Munson. She is the regional director for Celebration Place, the kids ministry. She's going to be talking to the group, and then she's going to be going over and help directing the workers for the Celebration Place program. Another person going to be talking is her husband, John Munson, who is the Minnesota State Rep for Celebrate Recovery. Why is he coming beside that he's her husband is the fact that he leads a ministry in Celebrate Recovery called Welcome Home, which is Celebrate Recovery's outreach to veterans. A veteran speaking to veterans is very effective. Me, who is not a veteran, speaking to veterans, I don't get what they've went through. But he does, so there's a special ministry for that. Mm-hmm. I'll be talking, one of my special interests is the prison ministry. And I, after having worked for my first career in the Department of Corrections, I have a special feel for working with those incarcerated, those who are mandated into counseling. So we're going to be presenting some of the programs. There's a whole variety of other programs that Celebrate Recovery also offers. But this is just some of who's going to be talking. John is also going to be sharing part of his testimony about what his life has been like.
That I saw that you listed that you do some work with prison, the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Project.
Yeah.
Could you talk about that, Tom?
I will pass the ball over to my wife, who is the Angel Tree Coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm the Angel Tree Coordinator for the Richland Center area, kind of almost southwest Wisconsin, because we need more people to volunteer in that place. But Prison Fellowship Angel Tree is so important. You know, even people who perhaps look down upon prisoners, which is sad, but they're children. You know, their children are innocent, and their children, for them to be able to get gifts from their parents with a special note from their parents through churches or organizations like Celebrate Recovery is so important. And that's where people can choose to put their free will offering somewhere else. But where we are putting the free will offering, unless they designate some other place, is to Prison Fellowship Angel Tree. We want to help. There are 1.5 million children in the United States with incarcerated parents. And most of them will not receive a present because there just aren't enough people willing to step forward and help. And Celebrate Recovery works with Prison Fellowship, and we want to be able to provide as many gifts, as much connection between those parents and their children. To help maintain a relationship, whether it's strained because it's been too long, you know, even if it's a short time, you know, it's a challenge for the parent and child. And all of these parents have reached out to sign up with Prison Fellowship. So they are attempting to do something with their lives inside of prison. And so it's a fantastic program.
The gift actually comes from the person that's incarcerated then?
Yes. Okay. So the way it works is they reach out and they send a note, and then we have the caregiver's information. And we reach out to the caregiver if the person in prison didn't list a specific thing. We say, hey, what would be a good gift for this child? And then the volunteer, be there from CR or a church, purchases the gift and then puts on it the note from the parent. And so the child is getting the present from the parent as best as we can when someone is incarcerated.
Hmm. That's phenomenal.
It's a fantastic program. Yeah. Last year was our first year being involved in it, and just to see the looks on the faces, mm-hmm. you know, and people who have, some of them have been incarcerated for a while, and just how happy the families were to be, the kids, to be receiving something from mom or dad or grandma.
It's also nice to touch bases with the caregivers of the kids, because they may feel very isolated. Their spouse is in prison, and they're running the family by themselves. And so we can just extend grace and hospitality and love to the non-incarcerated partner.
Right.
You've done some ministry for people behind bars, Tom. How does that's a tough gig sometimes, isn't it?
It is, and if you're not used to going into a prison, you're in for a whole new awakening. But yes, the men and women who are incarcerated also have a strong need to have healing in their life, just like we do. Mm-hmm. And so bringing Christ to them, they're very receptive. The people I've worked with have been very receptive. And Celebrate Recovery is also a bridge from the people who are incarcerated to their families on the street so that when the people who are incarcerated get released, they have a safe place to go to. Mm-hmm. They have a support network already in place. And so what the effect of that is that that reduces the chances of the incarcerated parent coming back inside. And so I love to work with the incarcerated. I'm also part of the jail ministry here in town, and just working with the inmates who have this hunger for Christ, hunger to know that someone is there on their side for them, and to bring programming to them that helps them focus their life in a positive direction is just so important. Mm-hmm.
If someone is listening and they'd like to donate, what's the best way? Where's the best avenue to do that?
Okay, so if it's to Prison Fellowship, mm-hmm. they honestly can just go online to Prison Fellowship Angel Tree, and they can donate online for that, and that will go to for kids' presents, around the United States. Mm-hmm. They can choose kids when they go on, or they can just do general. And so that's a pretty awesome option for them, because there's kids in areas where there is no Angel Tree representative nearby, and so people get the presents, and then they have to mail them to them. They don't get the one-on-one stuff. But, yeah, and so, yeah, for Prison Fellowship, that's the way to do that.
And what about Celebrate Recovery?
So for Celebrate Recovery, whether it's for Celebrate Recovery or Celebration Place, that would be to Grace Community Church, our sponsoring church, with a note that for Celebrate Recovery or Celebration Place. Mm-hmm. So...
if someone is listening and they've been moved by the conversation today, they should just come to a meeting,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So every Thursday we are at the Nazarene Outreach Center, 5:30 for food, and 6:00 the meeting starts, runs 6 to 8, 6 to 7 is our large group portion, and then 7 to 8 we break down into our gender-specific open share times. And I just realized, I totally forgot, Celebrate Recovery is in 41 countries. Over 25 languages, they're working on the 26th right now, 37,000 churches, and over 7 million lives have already been changed. And it's going like wildfire in the prisons around the United States. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
We hope a lot of people will come for your chili feed and soup feed, right?
Yes.
Next Thursday. Anything else you want to add about next Thursday's event?
We look forward to everyone coming in, because we love to open our doors to everyone. People may be thinking, oh, this is a recover group. I don't have any problems, so I can't come in, and I'd be too uncomfortable there. Well, everyone is welcome.
Right.
And just being able to, there's no expectations of a person walking into a Celebrate Recovery meeting. They can come in. They don't have to share if they don't want to. Just be open to coming in and meeting new people who are there to greet them, who are not to judge them, not to fix them. Like Laura was talking earlier, as they're sharing things, I'm not there to fix Laura. She's not there to fix me, because if I was trying to do that, I'd be sleeping on the sofa for a long time. But yeah, we just work on ourselves. But yeah, it's a safe place for everyone to come, and very welcoming place. And if someone's never been in a safe environment where they can just share their feelings, this is the place to come, because there's, like I say, it's a judgment-free zone.
Mm-hmm. Check it out tonight or next week.
Yes, check it out tonight and come for the chili next week. Yeah, we're there every Thursday night.
Every Thursday night, and tonight I'm teaching on 7 reasons why people relapse back into their problems.
Right.
And so that'll be going on at 7:00 tonight, yeah. Next week is a chili feed, and that's going to be more of a general meeting for the entire time.
6:00 tonight. You said 7.
Yeah, I said, you're right. You're right.
Just come at 6 or 5:30 for the food.
Either or. Thanks, you guys, for what you do.
Thank you.
You bet. Tom and Laura Gazinski joining us today. Celebrate Recovery and Celebration Place for Kids. And don't miss the Chili Feed next Thursday here in our community at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Dealing with an unexpected home repair? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here for you. We offer urgent repair assistance to help keep your home safe, secure, and livable. Whether it's a leaky roof, a failing furnace, or an energy efficiency upgrade that just can't wait, call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can help in your time of need.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Hub City Dirt Drags coming up this very weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Lacey Steffes and Riley Anderson joining us here on WRCO. Are you both excited for this weekend?
Yes, we're very excited. The weather looks like it's going to be perfect, 70s during the day, and the typical Wisconsin fall 40s in the evening.
Yeah, you couldn't have tailor-made or custom-ordered anything better, could you?
Yeah, it's going to be perfect. Great opportunity to come out one last big motorsports event of the season and see some amazing things that we're going to have on property.
Well, you've had some other events. What makes this one pretty special, Riley?
This is kind of our bigger event. This is our national scale event. It's also, it's very grassroots. We have everything from kids racing classes on up.